This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back with Dr. Dahlia. So if you have a tune in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay. So, as you guys know, one of my favorite holidays is Christmas, okay? And I'm Jewish. I mean, that's how much I love Christmas. I'd love to get my voice back, too. It just, the holiday time, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, this time of year is one of my favorites. I understand a lot of people sometimes are depressed at this time of year because they've lost loved ones, etc. So we need to be very, very, you know, sensitive to that. But one thing that I don't want to be really sensitive to is the concept that Santa Claus is offensive, okay? And I don't think I would ever support the idea of a politically correct, you know, skinny, probiotic-eating, green, not leaving a carbon footprint sort of Santa Claus. I think that defeats the whole purpose. Yet there's people out there that want that. So as we know, for years, there's been studies, or, you know, doctors will, you know, get quoted each year about how unhealthy Santa Claus is. They say, well, first, Santa Claus is fat, so he has high BMI. Then when he goes to each house, he'll drink some sherry or schnapps, eat some cookies, mince pies, and he's taking on weight. If he drinks at every house, he's going to become an alcoholic. Then they say that his nose is red, so he looks like an alcoholic. They also say if he's out in the cold, he risks getting frostbite and peripheral vascular disease, because being out in the cold can affect the heart. And then they say that because he has to go to all the houses at the stroke of midnight, as the world turns, he has sleep deprivation. So every year we hear a group of doctors talking about how, how Santa Claus is like a heart attack about to happen. Now, I'm sorry. Those of us who are kids at heart, no, we don't buy that. That's not something we want to hear. Now there was a study, or not so much a study, but a survey, asking if Santa should be gender neutral. Apparently this was a group from Graphic Springs. They surveyed 400 people in the U.S. and the U.K. and asking about ways to notarize St. Nick, or modernize, I'm sorry. Motorize, they said he should be on a hoverboard. Apparently a lot of people have a problem with him using reindeer, and I guess he has a whip with the reindeer that's supposed to be anti-PETA. And then they think that Santa should be a woman. Okay, I'm a woman. Do I at all resemble Santa? Do I look cuddly? Do I look jolly? You know, leave the hoe out of it. But do I, you know, I Santa to me, and you know, I need to figure out how to word this without insulting anybody. But, you know, I talk about how I love men. And I think men are just fantastic. I have a special affinity towards men and a different affinity towards women. I love women. I think women being motherly are fantastic. I have certain bonds with women that I can't have with a man, but I have certain bonds with men that I can't have with a woman. And my guess is it dates back to having a mother and a father. I might not have agreed with the way my parents parented. They may not have been saints as parents, but I loved them. And my daddy was my daddy. And so when I see Santa Claus, or when I see a male in a role that's fatherly, I don't think you are being politically incorrect, and I don't think you are being anti-progressive, allowing them to have that father figure. You know, I get that we're going to be doing away with boy and girl terms. Our grandkids are not going to be, are not going to know what the term boy and girl mean. Or the next two generations. That's, by then, boy and girl are going to be gone. It's just going to be restrooms. You're going to be able to pee, change in front of other boys and girls. Maybe nudity won't be an issue. I'm not sure. Maybe boys will be allowed to use tampons. I'm not sure where that's going, but we're going to be getting away from gender identity. But what about somebody being fatherly or somebody being motherly? You know, our Father who art in heaven, you know, when we pray, I know a lot of people debate whether God is male, female, whatever. I think I pray to a male God. I just think of him as male. I don't know if we have to, as we, and the country wants to progress in this fashion, do we have to do away with motherly, fatherly, you know, figures of, you know, well, he can't be fat, you know, he can't look like he's drinking alcohol, he can't look like he's using reindeer as a source of transportation. You know, I mean, what are we trying to tell our kids? What are we trying to protect our kids from? You know, in all these Disney movies, the Wicked Witch was really skinny. And so skinny does not seem to have that same jolly, bosomy, lovey, you know, it doesn't seem to have that same, you know, emotional stir. And so I don't care if Saint Nick is fat. Okay, he eats cookies. That's what happens. And I mean, maybe that's a good lesson for kids. You know, there's also an article talking about how we need to stop lying to our kids. That's really, really bad for parents to tell their kids that they're Santa. Kids cannot be lied to by their parents. I lie to my kids all the time. I always lie to my kids. Mom, did you drink in high school? Oh, no. Hell no. Mom, did you ever cheat on a test? No. You know, Mom, did you call my teacher, you know, and tell him I was, you know, late because of your fault? Absolutely. I lie to my kids all the time. All right? They say that's bad. Don't lie to your kids. Your kids need to have trust. No. Kids know their parents lie all the time. Daddy, what were you doing to Mommy last night? Oh, I was checking her, you know, belly button or whatever. I don't know. I mean, you know, we lie. Because we think there are certain times when kids can understand the truth. And how many kids are really traumatized by not knowing that the tooth fairy was real the whole time? Or, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that's a life lesson. So as far as I'm concerned, let Santa be. If everybody wants to make Mrs. Claus a iconic figure, then do that. But, you know, don't change something that has been centuries old, that has a history. You know, and it's I think it could do worse for us. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888- 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, guys. We are back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, one of you had written me 2 weeks ago asking about this, if I saw the No Safe Spaces movie. And I didn't really hear about it. I mean, I know 1917 is coming out. Star Wars, I'm going to see Star Wars this week. Can I wait? Jumanji, I want to see Jumanji. So, you know, but I haven't really heard of No Safe Spaces. Well, one of my friends called me up and said, you got to see it. And we're going to go see it this week. And I'm like, where is it? Where is it playing? So in my neck of the woods, it was only playing in one theater. And apparently No Safe Spaces is a movie. Written by Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Remember The Man Show, Adam Carolla? Which, by the way, Adam Carolla and I think Jimmy Kimmel made The Man Show, and I think that had to be taken off air because women thought it was offensive. Well, they would, you know, have, you know, women that were kind of, you know, pretty, and then they would be jumping on trampolines, and, you know, that, and, you know, the guys, you know, would basically, you know, enjoy beautiful women, you know, on the show, and, you know, they'd have a man cave and talk beer, and they basically would, in this man show, I love the man show, I watched it all the time, they basically would kind of, you know, accent the quote-unquote male stereotypes. It was a very successful show. And I think it actually was canned in its highest rating year, if I remember correctly, because, again, it was offensive to women. So, Adam Carolla, I guess, joined forces with Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager says he's kind of right of center. Adam Carolla, not exactly sure where he stands politically, but he's very, very pro-First Amendment. And this movie looks at how there's really no safe spaces. And safe spaces have started to crop up on college campuses to, I guess, allow free speech. You know, there's a place at UNLV, I think it's called the Free Speech Walkway. It's really cool because anytime, you know, we want to kind of organize a blood drive or, you know, do something for students, it allows you to do that. And I guess nobody bugs you and says, you know, got to close down or whatever. I'm a little nervous because I think people could sell stuff, you know, there. And there's not really a lot of oversight. But again, it's kind of a free speech. It's supposed to be a free speech. I don't know if it's called a safe place, but I think it's called a free speech. I think of the term safe space as a place where you're not going to get attacked or raped. I mean, college campuses, especially when I went, were pretty dangerous. So that's what I interpreted safe space to be. But a safe space is supposed to be where you could speak your mind and not be attacked for it. Not going to lose your job. Not going to fail a class at work. You know, be able to speak freely and enjoy your First Amendment rights. And I guess what this movie did was it showed some cases of whether you were conservative or liberal. Liberals attacked also based on their First Amendment right. There was a, they spoke of a professor at Evergreen University who was liberal, left-leaning, and the college, I guess, president had decided that on one day, no white teachers would come to school as a, show of progressive inclusion of diversity. I'm not exactly sure the reasoning behind it. And I had to get up and go to the bathroom. When I came back, he had a class to teach. And he's white, and he went to school, and he taught on the university. And apparently he was, the students protested. They had asked him, they had fought, they asked for his resignation. They rioted until the president suggested that they would meet and talk, and all this teacher did was show up to class on a work day to teach his class. But he didn't want to stay home because he thought it wasn't right to say no white people can come to school, or no black people can come to school, no Hispanics can come to school. You know, he's liberal thinking, and he's like, you don't, just like anybody else, even the right, you don't discriminate against an individual. And apparently the police couldn't guarantee his safety. He ended up having to leave the university. I think he settled with a lawsuit, but, you know, some of these pictures and images we saw of the protests were pretty frightening in that if here you are on the left and you're trying to protect your First Amendment and you're trying to fight discrimination, you know, and say, look, you know, you can't tell an individual based on their color they can't be somewhere, is wrong, he got in trouble. And people on the left were so mad at him that there were concerns about his safety. And, you know, I've heard horror stories on college campuses because a lot of my kids' friends are college age, where you fail a paper because you said, you know, the President of the United States, like President Barack Obama, had signed the ACA. He worked with Kathleen Sebelius. You got in trouble for using the term he, referring to President Obama as he. You had to be gender neutral with the pronoun. Now, has anybody asked President Obama? Does he want to be referred to as he? Does he want to be referred to as they? But the school chose to, and I'm not going to say which school, chose to fail the student based on their paper using pronouns like he, she, the way they were taught in grammar school. And again, you know, kids are kind of confused by this. Another thing that I guess this movie had talked about, and I thank my listener for telling me to look into this, because I found it very, very interesting, is if you, let's say there was a state senator, a student senator, who I guess identified as Christian, and the school wanted her removed from student government, saying she was bigoted because she was Christian, and she represented the Christian students on campus. Now, I thought we had freedom of religion, but she was called a bigot and a racist. And she said, but I'm not. All I do is practice Christianity. And that was, again, a shock, and it starts to concern me because we have a lot of people. I have a lot of listeners, patients, friends, family of all sorts of demographics that, well, like their religion, they're Christian, they're Jewish, they're Hebrew Israelite, they're Muslim. And so if you're a Muslim, are you going to be accused of being a bigot, of being a racist? If you're a Jew, if you are a Catholic, if you are a Christian, I thought we had freedom of religion. So one, I guess, concept they talked about here is, should hate speech still be protected under the First Amendment? And there were arguments on both sides. Many people of a whole variety of demographics said, you know, no, if, you know, you don't like somebody or you don't like Nazis or you don't like Jews or whites or whatever, you should have the ability to say that without going to jail, being beheaded, etc. Because freedom of speech is supposed to protect us from being beheaded by a government. But we're not beheaded physically. We get beheaded politically, employment-wise, academically. So if I, let's say, show support for Trump, there's been Hollywood stars such as Deborah Messing saying we need to out these people. Why? What, you're going to take out your knives and pitchforks? Why do we have to be outed? You know, this idea of if you can't say who you're for without there being repercussions, then there's no freedom of speech. And critics say, well, you know, we need to protect our kids. Our kids should not hear Nazi rhetoric. Now, I'm a Jew. My parents made me watch all those Holocaust movies. You know, movies about the Holocaust, because they wanted me to know what real life is. Trust me, those Holocaust movies were not easy to see. Seeing groups of people thinking they're going into a shower and getting gassed. Or Jewish police officers lining up in formation, and then the truck curtain going down, and there being a machine gun and then being gunned down. You know, my parents, their job wasn't to protect me against Nazism. Their job to protect was to educate me so I would be protected. If there are jerks out there that are anti-Jew, anti-white, anti-black, anti-Hispanic, I want to hear what they have to say. Because I need to know what's going on out there. I don't need a lollipop, you know, a filtered view of the world. I need to know that there are really people out there that want us dead or raped or killed. And so if we have freedom of speech, I think it allows us to actually hear what's going on out there so we can prepare and educate others. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be working all day, though he may catch some of the impeachment proceedings in between meetings. The White House released a short statement that said the president will be briefed on the ongoing impeachment debate in the House. As far as what's going on in that debate, Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia says,
it's not about what this body can do and its constitutional oath. And there's been a lot of constitutional and founders thrown around and will be all day today. But there's one thing that I will mention all along, and that is also the founders were very concerned about a partisan impeachment in which politics of the majority who have their strength can do what they want to do, irregardless of any facts.
California regulators are proposing PG&E pay a fine of $1.7 billion for the 2017-2018 wildfires caused by its equipment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I guess the death toll has already been over 1,300 people in terms of the flu. Very, very startling, but not as bad, luckily, as in previous years. We are hoping we have a milder flu season. We are praying it's going to be a milder flu season, although experts are worried that it's not going to be. So this number of 1,300 flu-related deaths, we've kind of heard now for about a week or two. I'm expecting that number to rise as we're starting, as we're getting into the peak. Peak flu season is December, January, and February. And so here we are kind of, you know, rounding out the first half of December. We're going to know more as the weeks progress, but we are now in the thick of it. They say there's been at least 2.6 million flu illnesses this year, over 23,000 hospitalizations. According to the New York Post, flu activity has been reported across the country, but in some states like Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Mexico, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and Washington have reported very high flu activity levels. Puerto Rico has also seen high flu activity. Now, what's interesting is most of the illnesses this year have been caused by influenza B. We still see a lot of H3N2, but influenza B seems to be the main culprit. This strain is most commonly reported among younger kids. It doesn't seem to look as vicious as the H3N2, but still could be flu. If it stays influenza B, I'm going to be a lot more optimistic. But again, I don't want to jinx us. Can you still get vaccines? Absolutely. Are there still vaccines out there? Absolutely. Yeah, there's, you know, the company made enough, from what I understand, or most pharmaceutical companies made enough this year. What you do have to be concerned about, for those of you that have not gotten the flu shot, is a couple things, okay? One is, if we're already into peak flu season, I don't know if you're going to see a lot more people buy flu shots. Most of the flu shot purchases happen end of summer, early fall. So if a company doesn't think there's going to be a demand, like a medical institution or medical clinic, they're not going to order more. So there might be a shortage, not so much because the vaccine is in short supply, but because the companies don't want to stock something they're not going to be able to sell. One year, I remember overbuying flu shot. Wasn't a big deal. I just donated it to another, you know, a facility that needed to, you know, give homeless people flu shots, but most companies are not going to want to overpurchase. So if that's the case, if you're like, gosh, you know, nobody's really carrying it anymore, you go to the health department. The health department will usually have flu shot. Number two, the other thing I'm a little concerned about is, I don't know if you remember when we had that bad year with the flu where 80,000 people died, H3N2 was the main culprit. But then there was a second flu wave, and that second flu wave was influenza B. And we got hit with that in the spring. So some people got flu twice, even if they got the flu shot. And the flu shot wasn't as good a match that year. And so many people who got flu once got a second flu and a different type of flu. And we told people, we go, look, I mean, there's thousands of flu strains. So, yeah, you could get the flu twice, three times even during the flu season. So the one thing I'm just a little concerned about, and again, I don't have a lot of science to back this up, is if we're getting hit with influenza B now, is there a chance that this spring we might get hit with one of the more vicious ones? I don't know. So my recommendation to you all is to please get the flu shot if you haven't, because I just don't trust this season. I just don't trust any season. You know, it just something doesn't seem right. Speaking of not trusting, there's dental patients out of a Tennessee clinic who have been advised to undergo HIV and hepatitis B testing and C testing after a dentist in the state failed to properly sterilize dental equipment. Are you kidding me? Another one of these cases. So a Knoxville dentist by the name of Clarence Buzz Neighbors, according to Fox News, did not ensure the proper sterilization of dental equipment. That's according to the Associated Press. Following an investigation into the matter, Neighbors was fined $11,000 by the Tennessee Board of Dentistry, and his license was put on probation. The investigation also found that Neighbors forged, certification documents and had, quote, unqualified employees perform tasks such as filling cavities. Neighbors said previously that he has implemented protocols to correct the issues. His license being put on probation means, yes, he can't still practice. But, of course, they are going to have to watch him. The newspaper, citing a lawsuit, also reported that a hygienist at Neighbor's practice was the whistleblower, reporting the misconduct to the state. She was subsequently forced out, the lawsuit claims. Now, the Tennessee Department of Health recommended the testing to the patients, but Neighbor's also included the recommendation in a letter sent to patients who visited his practice between September 15, 2016 and September 15, 2019. 3 years of patients. The letter says that the chance of being exposed to any infection is very remote, and there haven't been any reports of sicknesses. So we don't hear every time something like this happens, but it's more often than you think. A clinic does something half-assed. Somebody whistleblows. Or clinic does something right, and somebody decides to do their ex-boss in and make a report. Depending on your medical board or dental board or nursing board, They usually swiftly come in and take action, because otherwise they'll be liable. And you are basically guilty until proven innocent. And the reason why, and a lot of doctors kind of understand why this process has to be, is if there is a contaminating factor, we have to assume contamination until proven it's not. Because we just can't take the chance. In medicine, a lot of things are flipped. It really is. You know, you would think that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and political correctness would be very, very pervasive in medicine. And it is, superficially. But deep down, if I have a patient and I am responsible for you, and I'm responsible for your health, I need to know if you have ovaries or testicles. I will support your being transgender. I will support your, you know, identifying, you know, one gender or another. But I will not lie in my medical record and say you don't have testicles or you don't have ovaries or you're not XXXY. I won't do that because I'm responsible. If you are a transgender male, and you still have your ovaries, those ovaries can still turn cancerous. Nature doesn't care about political correctness. You know? Same thing with, you know, if you have two patients, one that's coming in for an ear infection and wants you to look at their ears, and one who has HIV positive and wants you to look at a lesion on his mouth, you're going to wear gloves with the HIV positive patient. Well, that's discriminatory. Why are you, you know, gloving up and making them feel uncomfortable because they have HIV, but you're not doing it for the kid with the ear infection? Well, because in medicine, we use universal precautions. I'm supposed to make sure that if there's an infectious disease, we, you know. So what I did in my clinic very early on was I wore gloves and masks with everybody. Because, honestly, can't tell if somebody has HIV or tuberculosis or an infectious disease. Flu. So I'll wear a mask with everybody. So I, you know, in medicine, there's a lot of, you know, issues that seem to kind of not seem to be as constitutional. Another example, you know, in a medical clinic, you have to pay for extra, biohazard bags and, certain garbage, sanitation pickups for anything that could have blood on it. So if somebody has a bloody nose and you used gauze to stop that bloody nose, that has to be in a biohazard garbage. If it's in a regular garbage, you could get in trouble, big trouble. And if you don't dispose of it, spending extra money in a certain way. Yet, if you walk into a McDonald's or Target and you have a bloody nose, that Kleenex is going into the garbage. It's the exact same bloody nose Kleenex. But if you're a doctor, you're going to get fined. So, you know, yeah. So, same thing with the medical board. We assume that you have a bad practice until you prove to us that you don't. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got another vaping headline. Lord have mercy. I'm so sick of the subject. Oh my gosh. But get this. Get this. Vaping may cause you to have persistent lung infections because of its effect on bacteria. Now, many of you are like, well, no, duh. I mean, I told patients that I've been taking care of all year long on telemedicine that if they vape, don't be surprised if the cough lasts longer. Their immune system's going to be down. Bacteria might be able to take a better hold, you know, because you don't have as much of a robust immune system. So there's, like, really no shock with that. I mean, there's no surprise there. But it's nice to know that my theories do have some scientific backing. I tell you guys a lot of stuff, but I only tell you stuff that is what I learned and what I've deduced from my scientific background, and I've been right about everything, okay? I just am. I am. I look, if I'm going to be wrong about something, I'll say, If I'm like, I don't know if this Tom Cruise Top Gun movie is really going to pan out, I'll tell you guys. So anyway, they say vaping may be just as likely to cause bronchitis and emphysema as smoking cigarettes. They say e-cig vapor containing nicotine made bacteria found in the lungs to become more harmful. So it almost like supercharged the, take off my jacket here, hold on. Take off my Santa jacket. It is hot. I don't know how Santa can wear this suit all the time. We've got to make sure Santa hydrates this year. Yeah, it's kind of a dry winter. There we go. All right. Okay. So vaping has, I guess, been implicated in a whole variety of issues because of its toxic metals that leak from the heating coil, because of the vapor that has X amount of chemicals and then can have new chemicals based on heating. And now they're saying that these devices could possibly alter, and the vapor can alter the bacteria. So this is a 3-year study, and it compared the effect of cigarette smoke and e-cig vapor on the levels of bugs linked to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Now, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, is a group of lung conditions including emphysema and chronic bronchitis. And it found changes in bacteria exposed to e-cig vapor were very similar, and in some cases more severe, than the bugs that were exposed to cigarette smoke. So 52 people have thus far been linked to the death toll of EVOLI, electronic and vaping-associated lung injury. People still try to claim that vaping is safer than cigarette smoke, which is a very, very deadly terminology and verbiage to use. You should say they're both not safe. But I get how somebody wants to say, well, it's not as safe. I get that. Researchers from Queen's University Belfast grew 3 different samples of common lung bacteria in the laboratory. The microorganisms were exposed to either cigarette smoke, e-cig vapor, or nothing at all. Harmful biofilms began growing of the bacteria exposed to the chemicals. The effect was not observed in the control. And the researchers say these little biofilms increased the chance of persistent infections occurring. So to investigate how harmful these bugs were, the team infected larvae of the moth G. melanella. Yeah, melanella. With the strains of bacteria grown in the lab. Because they're like, okay, well, they grew this bacteria. How do we know they're bad? Well, they gave it to a moth. The insects typically have a 10-day lifespan. Well, that's not good. They were infected with the bacterial strains exposed to cigarette smoke or vapor, and they ended up dying much sooner than those who were implanted with the non-exposed bacteria. So these moths all got bacteria, but the ones exposed to the e-cig bacteria died sooner. So what does that mean? It means quit putting the crap in your lungs. COPD is tricky. COPD happens when you have an issue with the compliance of your lungs. It could be from an alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. It's a rare genetic condition. But most of the time, it's because of long-term smoking or fumes. And it causes you to have difficulty breathing, wheezing. You can't get a full breath. You can't get the air out. And you might have a persistent cough. You might have wheezing. You might have excessive phlegm. And you might have trouble breathing. Sometimes with COPD, we'll start to actually see heart related effects, which makes sense. If the lungs aren't working well, you're not getting good oxygenation, you'll see changes in the heart. The problem with COPD is it's not reversible. And the damage is irreversible. When somebody has COPD, they have it. And they require oxygen. Sometimes you have to be careful with the oxygen, because if you give too much oxygen, it can upset the respiratory drive. And it's a very, they're uncomfortable. When they get exacerbations and infections, we give them antibiotics right away. In fact, there was a study saying a Z-Pak seems to work the best for your COPDers, which is why we really need to save the Z-Paks. The CDC would like us to save the Z-Paks for those having super gonorrhea. I still have people all the time asking me for Z-Pak on telemedicine. Yeah, I got the skin infection. I need a Z-Pak. No, we can't give Z-Paks for skin infections. Okay, well, then I got bronchitis. No, we're not supposed to give it for bronchitis also. People love their Z-Pak. The big question I get asked is, what about secondhand? When grandma or the in-laws are going to be smoking at, you know, the Christmas table, you know, and it's too cold for them to vape outside, what does that do to the kids? And, you know, I tell parents, I go, look, okay, you know, I don't really want to infringe on your rights, but I have to be an advocate for kids. And I remember smelling my grandma's cigarette smoke, my mom's. I didn't like it as a kid. You couldn't say anything. Oh, if you said something, you could lose your teeth. You didn't have the guts. I didn't have the guts to go, Mom, I don't want to breathe that in. And do you really want a mom going through nicotine withdrawal? I'm like, if Mom feels better smoking, if Grandma feels better smoking, let them. My dad didn't smoke, though. And my mom kept trying to quit and was able to quit. And most of our moms smoked. But Grandma loved to smoke. And you just didn't, as a kid, approach them and say, please stop smoking. You would just walk away. But that was hard because they're like, I need to talk to you. And you're like, gosh. Or here, watch this with me. And I'm like, but you're smoking. And so I breathed in enough cigarette smoke. It's to the point that I really didn't want to smoke as a kid. I hated it. And so if you think vaping is safe and you're reading the wrong material and you say, oh, well, I smoke outside. These kids pick it up from your clothes. Somebody smoking outside still stinks. And there's something called third-hand smoke. First-hand smoke is when you smoke. Second-hand smoke is when you stand next to somebody who smokes. Third-hand smoke is when you breathe it in from their clothes or curtains or blankets or go into their house and it stinks. You're breathing it in. So, you know, that's where I start to kind of step in and say, look, you just have to quit smoking for the kids. Some people can, many people don't. And we were starting to have a nice generation of millennials who weren't smokers. You know, they saw what their parents look like or their aunties look like and go, you know what, I'm not going to do that. And they started to not smoke until, of course, the vaping. And so now, unfortunately, you know, we have nicotine-addicted people. If they can't get their vape pen, they're going to go to cigarettes. Now, the FDA has approved the sale of low-nicotine cigarettes. There are two reduced-nicotine cigarettes, Moonlight and Moonlight Menthol. They were given the green light because they contain much less nicotine than traditional cigarettes, hoping to help the smokers kick the habit. They say they still remain vigilant to ensure that the products authorized today actually deliver the promise for consumers. But if we are seeing the writing on the wall that vape pens or e-cig devices are going to later be far and few between to get, tobacco sees a new avenue and a new industry of, you know what, fine, we will do low nicotine cigarettes. Maybe we could sell those. And that's what we're seeing. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.